Okay, so today we're diving into something that can be kind of tricky. We're talking about Google's disavow tool. And, we had a few listeners write in about this one. And I think our goal here is to kind of like demystify it. You
Absolutely.
know,
Yeah.
what is this tool? Why should website owners even care about it?
Exactly.
And,
And when should they actually use it?
yeah, when
Because
should you actually use this thing?
it is a last resort.
Yeah, it's not
Kind of
some.
like a break glass in case of emergency type of thing.
And, I think a lot of the confusion comes from how Google ranks websites in the first place, right? Like we've talked about PageRank before,
Yeah.
but maybe we can give like a quick recap.
Of course. So
Yeah.
PageRank is essentially Google's way of deciding which websites are, the most trustworthy, the most authoritative. And one of the big factors in PageRank is links. So basically, other websites linking to your site.
So if like the New York Times links to my website, that's a good thing for me.
That's a huge vote of confidence in the eyes of Google.
Gotcha. So it's like they're vouching for you.
Exactly. They're saying, hey,
Gotcha.
this website is good enough for us to link to, so it must have something valuable to offer.
And so Google's like, oh, well, if they're good enough for the New York Times, they're good enough for us.
Precisely.
My God.
But I imagine this can be manipulated, right?
Absolutely.
Like people can buy links or do shady stuff to try to get
It
that.
happens all the time.
Really?
And that's where the whole world of black hat SEO comes in.
Oh, right, black hat SEO.
These are tactics that violate Google's guidelines, and they're all about trying to manipulate those rankings.
So like what are some examples of like
So you could be buying links from like link farms. These are websites that exist solely to sell links. Or you could be participating in link schemes where, you're swapping links with a bunch of other sites just to artificially inflate your link
So
count.
you're making it look like you're way more popular than you actually are. Exactly. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Gotcha. And so Google doesn't like that.
They hate it.
So what happens if they catch you doing that?
Well, the consequences can vary.
Okay.
Sometimes it's algorithmic, so you might just see your rankings drop without any warning.
Oh.
But in more serious cases, you might actually get a message from Google via their Search Console.
Okay.
And that message is going to say something like, "We've detected unnatural links to your website."
Oh,
And
no.
that's a big red flag.
So that's like a formal warning.
It's basically Google saying, "Hey, we see what you're doing and we're not happy about it.
Uh-oh.
And if you don't clean up your act, your site could be penalized, even removed from search results entirely."
So this is serious business.
Super serious.
So, okay, let's say you get this message. What do you do?
Well, the first step is to try and identify those bad links.
Okay.
There are tools out there that can help you with this. They can analyze your backlink profile and flag any links that look suspicious.
And once you've got that list,
Once you know which links are bad, the ideal scenario is to contact the websites hosting those links and politely ask them to remove them.
okay.
Now, sometimes this works, but often it doesn't.
So, like, what if you emailed the New York Times and they're like, no?
Well, in that case, you're probably out of luck.
But what about like smaller websites?
Sometimes you'll get lucky and they'll take down the link,
Yeah.
especially if it's clear that it's hurting their own site's reputation.
Right. What if they just ignore you?
Or what if you have like hundreds or even thousands of these bad links?
Oh, gosh.
That's when things get really tricky.
Okay, so this is where the disavow tool comes in.
Exactly. This is the break glass moment.
Okay, so you've tried to get those links removed manually. It's not working. What do?
You head over to Google Search Console and you use the disavow tool.
And what does that actually do?
It basically allows you to tell Google, hey, ignore these links when you're evaluating my website.
So you're giving Google a list of links to ignore, and
Exact.
they'll actually listen to you.
They do.
Wow. Okay, so how does that work? Like, do you have to list every single bad URL?
Well, you can, but it's usually more efficient to disavow entire domains.
Okay.
So if one page on a spammy site is linking to you, chances are other pages on that site are also spammy.
So you're just like cutting off the whole website.
Exactly. It's like saying, I don't trust anything from this domain, so just ignore it.
That makes sense. Okay, but you mentioned earlier that there's a potential downside to using this tool.
Yeah, there's a risk that you could accidentally disavow some good links.
Oh
It's a
no.
delicate balance.
So how do you avoid that?
Well, you have to be very careful when you're creating your disavow file,
Okay.
and you need to weigh the risks and benefits.
So if your site's already being penalized by Google,
Yeah, if your rankings are tanking and you're at risk of being removed from search results,
then it might be worth the risk of disavowing a few good links along with the bad ones.
Precisely because the alternatives is even worse.
Right. So it's kind of like a lesser of two evils situation. Okay. So just to be super clear for anyone listening, the disavow tool is a way to tell Google, look, those spammy links pointing to my website, they're not my fault, so please don't hold them against me.
That's a great way to put it.
But it's not something to be used lightly.
Definitely not.
You should only use it as a last resort when you've exhausted all other options.
And ideally, you should consult with an SEO expert or a web developer who understands how to use it properly.
Because it's a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And you can really mess things up if you're not careful.
Absolutely. It's not something to just play around with.
Yeah. So, you know, thinking about all this, it makes you wonder, what other tools might we see in the future, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Google's always trying to combat spam and, you know, keep their search results clean.
Yeah.
So what other ways might website owners need to protect themselves in the years to come?
It's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Definitely something to think about.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course.
Until next time.